Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. If you've heard the show before, welcome back. If you're new to the show, here's the drill. Week in and out, we cherry-pick the new release schedule for albums worth your lunch money and a couple of tunes worth downloading on their own. We play you a sample of what we're talking about and try to give you just the information you need to make an informed buying decision. And so with that, let's get started. The week's biggest release is obviously Nine Inch Nails' Year Zero. Is it just me or the innovative viral marketing campaign that set up the record seem just as much like a waste as it did genius? At this point, who doesn't know if they're a Nine Inch Nails fan? And how different could a new Nine Inch Nails record be? It's not like Trent Reznor's going to Graceland with Ladysmith Block Mambazu or suddenly belting out duets with Emmylou Harris. What you see is what you get with Nine Inch Nails. The plot is futuristic and the music bombastic. There's also the sparkling production and guttural screams you've come to expect, plus a few songs that seem a little simpler, a little more straightforward, a little more radio-friendly. This is one of them, one called Capital G. There's people that believe this is Reznor's American Idiot, a political manifesto masquerading as a record. And this one lives up to that theory and takes a swipe or two what we can only imagine is a guy that answers to a capital W.
I'm sick of hearing about the haves and the have-nots. Have some personal accountability. The biggest problem with the way that we've been doing things is the more we let you have, the less that I'll be keeping for me. Well, I used to stand for something. Now I'm on my hands and knees.
That's Capital G from Nine Inch Nails. Now we've got Joseph Arthur. Over the years, Arthur's been a lot of things to a lot of people, and he's prolific. His new one is slated to be the first of two 2007 releases. On Let's Just Be, credited to Joseph Arthur and the Lonely Astronauts, the spirit seems to be informed by Bowie, T-Rex, and Exile-era Stones. The songs are solid and well-written, but this is a record more about performance. There's a lively atmosphere, and it suggests much of it was cut on the fly, which apparently it was, old-school style, straight to tape, using 16 tracks and no reverb. Here's a listen to one of the record's noisier tunes and our pick for the track you have to have if you're going to sample just one before you buy. It's called Spaceman.
Here come the spacemen out of the sky.
That's Joseph Arthur. Our undisputed single of the week is likely to wind up one of the singles of the year. It's the first one from the UK's Noisettes. On their much-anticipated debut, What's the Time, Mr. Wolf? They come off like equal parts Rencontres, TV on the Radio, and PJ Harvey. There's blues, straightforward rock, psychedelica, and a ridiculously talented frontwoman, Shinghai Shinawa. In the UK, they've already spun four singles off the record where no two sound alike, but the song you need to hear the most is the record's most obvious and straightforward tune, yet it's almost impossibly catchy. It's the kind of song that when you hear it the first time, you immediately want to hear it again, immediately. Here's a piece of Don't Give Up.
Got a talented face and a suitcase. Ain't got no desire to go no place. In her case, she got no desire with her hand in the flame, but she don't put a fire.
Now we head to the reissue pile for a series of albums from country music icon Chris LeDoux. For the uninitiated, his story's a doozy. A professional rodeo cowboy, LeDoux prolifically recorded records full of cowboy songs as a hobby. He'd released something like 22 records on his own, but in 1989, his career changed when he was mentioned in the debut single from Garth Brooks, Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old. Major label deals, huge concerts, and interest in his back catalog followed. He died from liver cancer 2 years ago, and now Capitol is reissuing a batch of his classic records as twofers. One that combines the records Sing and Cowboys Ain't Easy to Love is where you'll find the song Hippies in Calgary, a super corny tune about cowboys versus hippies and the war of old. It's worth it just to hear LeDoux's delivery. Country hardly gets more country. This is Hippies in Calgary.
You could never tell we were cowboys. We were real-looking hippies, by heck. Long hair, bare feet, and old T-shirts, and the beads around her neck. Well, shoot, we just had to show someone, so we boogied on down to the lounge. There was cowboys and gents in nice old suits and ladies in long evening gowns.
From Chris LeDoux, we bring you another oddball country track, this one from a record that came out 2 weeks ago, Alison Krauss's 100 Miles or More, a collection. It's a compilation of material that's appeared on side projects, soundtracks, and tributes. And those are always collections to Fear. Leftovers are usually leftovers for reason. But what stands out when you look at the track listing and when you listen to the record is Missing You, a track that finds Alison Krauss duetting with John Waits on his greatest hit. Apparently, it's from a John Waits solo record we missed the first time around. It's ridiculous and completely unnecessary, but Krauss's verses are undeniably fun. For my money, hearing Bluegrass's finest voice ever rap herself in something so sappy is a novelty worth hearing once.
And it's my heart that's breaking down this long distance line tonight.
That's Alison Krauss. We'll end the podcast with a look forward to a release due next week, the simply titled A Tribute to Joni Mitchell. Perfectly suited for your next nap time, Sarah McLachlan, Annie Lennox, Elvis Costello, Prince, and James Taylor are all on board. One of the few left-field entries comes from Bjork, whose own new record comes out May 8th. If you can't wait for the real thing, hearing Bjork take on Joni ought to be worth your 99 cents. Here's her version of the Boho Dance, which was reportedly recorded years ago, but is just now surfacing on this tribute. Here's a listen.
Even on the scuffle, the cleanest crease was in my jeans. And any eye for detail caught a little lace along the seam.
That's Bjork, and that does it for another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations, including new music from Dale Watson, Chuck Brown, Patti Smith, and Fishbone. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstand now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.